Man, I made a grave mistake there. I mean, an awful.
I really almost did like make a bad mistake there. What happened?
That bent right smart, isn't it?
Yeah. These things that I get rust, and I notice yours is rusting.
Yes, sir.
Most all tools
that are good metal will rust. Do it every time.
I thought it was bad metal.
Yes, sir.
Good metal rust. Now you can get stainless steel, but stainless steel will not last.
Stainless steel, huh?
Stainless steel won't last any better than that will.
It'll cost you 6-8 times more.
See, I only paid about it.
I'd eat some for that thing.
Oh, I see. I thought maybe you had a good one.
That's a bad one, man. Not 8 cents, they said it. That's bad.
Well, we're coming right down to the old nitty gritty now.
Yeah.
I guess you noticed that, though, don't you?
Did you ever take any courses in anything?
Never did. I did a bad thing. I spent all my GI money fooling around with a farm.
Yeah.
And I know more about farming than the man that's trying to instruct me. That's right, I ain't kidding. I was born and raised on a farm.
Yeah.
And what he was trying to tell me,
yeah,
he was a lot of times, you know, and he was a man, he had a lot of book learning. What is this in here?
This something? Just rock.
No rock.
I had a microphone stuck on there, and just had that, you know, keep them pushing over.
Oh. I was just wondering if we could build up something here to work over this stove. You know, use that same board, just flop that board
yeah.
right around.
Yeah.
And if we could build up something, this stove here to hold it. I believe.
Oh, you can put it on here.
You reckon that? I guess that's holding. You see, that's about too short, though, guy. You see, the board won't reach that far. The board won't reach across. I had to get over that stove.
Yeah.
Unless you can find a long board.
How you want it? I can find you as long as you want. I got 14-foot board out there.
Well, now.
Come out here and help me, and we'll get it.
You see, here I could use.
Come on, I'll show you.
I could use.
Where's my hat?
gone on?
You just gonna make 5x5 fence.
Right.
How many bars?
4. Let's see now, we were talking about making a table across here. Oh yeah, that'll be fine. See, that'll be just right. We can get a block, right?
Yeah.
You can set a block under there.
Yeah. And then I'll put a board on there and strip it away.
Well, while you do that, I'll be measuring out my tile. Let's see, I got to cut. What do you use this for?
For you.
Good. I can't remember.
That's 8 3/4.
That's too big.
That's all right.
4-foot ladder.
That's a 5.
5 foot?
It ain't a 5 either, is it? It's too long for a 4. That won't work, I don't believe. All right. There we go, Mr. Moe. You think that's it?
I hope so. I tell you what, I got to go out this truck and get the thing.
Staple steeples when it don't spell steeple. It spells staple.
S-T-A-P-L-E. You know, I forget how to spell it. I forget whether you spell it staple or steeple.
You spell it S-T-A-P-L-E.
Yeah. Well, now these things you use on the barbed wire fence, are they staple?
That's staple. S-T-A-P-L-E.
Well, I don't know. Some, I got to call them steeples, Willie.
Yeah. Steeple is like, that's what it's like.
So I got to where I forget which is right. I don't remember which is right.
And I guess I'm going to go ahead and use them. I don't like a 4-inch. And I can't get them out.
Just shoot them out. How much is it? Many are they? Hold back there.
Hold back there, man. You see, that's about the thickness of that.
Yeah. Just shoot him out there. Get your dog and shoot at him.
Oh, no, man.
Well, what's that got to do with that?
Well, it just falls in like a funnel.
Like where are we?
If it starts over here, which is doubtful it will, it won't start there because there ain't much load over here.
Oh, I see.
Your load is in the center.
Oh, I see.
Or in where your light's going to hold some of that, but say right in here. If there's no light, if there's no light, it'll start right here if it's weak. And it'll start coming down, and it'll come down just like a funnel in here.
Yeah.
And if your light's up there, it's going to start right in this area right here, because this is the least, that's the least holding power. You got more of it suspended out there on nothing.
And once that starts coming down, nothing you can do about it.
It's just going to, you got to start over here. No, you start over here, because that's where you finished up, and you tear all that out till you get back to where you're good with this.
That'd be awful, wouldn't it?
Oh, you have to tear it all out and start back over.
It'd be harder to tear it out than where it's put it out.
Yes, sir, that tearing it out the thing. I had to think about the boys, you kind of got to situate this thing like this, at least. The boys, I'm working on this house, and this boy, his mother says, send that boy up in that attic. It was hot for some time. Send that boy up there and let him pull that wire across for you. I did. I called him. I said, now careful, don't step on that off of them ladders or the rafters. I said, go to ceiling joists. I said, if you do, he'll fall through. Got right over, crawled out from the utility and got right over the middle of the living room and fell through that there.
Uh-huh.
Sure did.
I never saw that done, Willie.
Fell through it.
What size boy was he?
He was about 10 or 14 years old.
Oh, he's big enough to have a little weight.
Oh, yes. Never had it so good.
Now you're nailing it there?
Yes, sir. You have to nail it on the outside edge. See that? You can hold that. Some unearthly reason or other. And now it's down in the crack. I'm afraid of that too.
Well, that wood is.
This thing here, I nailed the crack right there.
Oh, yeah.
And that don't work.
Thank you.
If I could cut them for you, and hand them up, that'd be nice, wouldn't it? But if I cut them, that would be pretty.
I'm gonna let you take your ladders out. I done moved one of them. They, when I get up there on it, it bothers. It's kinda tricky like.
You know, it's made I came from it.
Made out of what?
Cane pumice. You know that.
Now let me see, that acoustic tile made out of what, was it?
Cane pumice. You know what a cane pumice is, don't you? The peeling from sugar cane after it's been processed as juice.
Yeah.
There's a... That pumice is left over. You know the old peeling, the pulp?
Yeah.
This is the pulp from sugar cane.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. You know that?
No.
No. It is. I thought you knew that. One more, please. Please sign. Yes, sir. That's that old sugar cane. This is right here. That's all it is. Blue and sugar cane. Sugar cane pumice. Did I cut that wrong, boy? No, it goes just like that. I'm getting all screwed up. Yes, sir. It's a very, 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 very delicate stuff. You gotta be very careful.
All it'll do is hold itself.
That's
it
right.
Won't hold anything else, will it?
That's it. Well, nothing. Not nothing. Not nothing. It won't hold nothing.
Looks like they could have made it in bigger sheets, like they do sheet rock.
They do. It ain't no good.
It won't work. Oh, never?
No, sir. I gotta cut that. I tell you what happens to it. Well, that'll have to be 19 and a beep. 19 and a beep. 3/8. Well, we'll say 5/16. 19, 5/16. I tell you what it'll do. It'll fall down. Worse. But he can't make it hold with anything.
Yeah.
This used to be put up in thirty-two by thirty-two blocks, sheets. And it wouldn't be up a lot of times, a year or two, and it start doing like that.
Oh, it won't hold itself.
It won't hold. That's the reason they come to this at 12 right stuff. They quit using 16 because people wouldn't buy it. So they had to go to a smaller sheet.
And you don't even like the 12 cutting for it. You'd rather have 12 cut.
I don't have, because you made it all the way around 12 inches.
Yeah.
And you see, instead of having that score there like that, it's scored there. Instead of being scored, it'd be cutting too. And you can go at every corner on that and put you in a steeple. Let's see, now this is the end I want off of this.
Say who?
Get them crayons.
I thought that was geese.
I don't know where their headquarters is.
How do you get them in here?
I don't know.
Stuff up here's already cut down to some already.
Yeah.
Woo!
How about that?
How about that? That's it. Done cut the sound down already. Now look at him. See how I'm making? Almost stupid.
You didn't allow for that little eighth of an inch.
Now that corner's got a cotton picking. Corner's round today, see?
Yeah.
Now there's a nail there, too. Fire to do it.
Fire?
Nope. I'm gonna cut a chunk of this off. Fire so knock it. That's another thing this stuff don't do is cut good, and when it does cut, it shows up your cut equipment.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. Is that on saw or not? Saw blade? Anything you cut.
Mm-hmm.
It's glue in. That glue is what does it. See, it's the biggest part of it. It's glue. It's dark there.
It's made out of glue, but it won't stick.
That's right. It won't stick. Made out of glue, but it won't stick.
Now, where do you find out all those things, Willie?
Well, oh, man, this is... when they first started making this stuff, they had quite a rigmarole about it. And, from these salesmen around these places, these salesmen come in, you know, and they have, I used to be a dog for literature pamphlets. I get, you know, like tracts on various stuff. I read it. I used to be bad for reading anything. I'd be going down the road, you know, and I see a piece of paper on the road, I'd stop and pick it up just to see what it had to say.
Well, these salesmen have to bring they always had letters for them.
A lot of them do. A lot of times they, a lot of times they don't, but most of the time they do. Well, we finished out that course. Now to break that joint back here, see? I've got to... See what you do, again, that helps to stout it, but we don't necessarily have to if you want to... No, we want to make that thing just into square pieces.
Yeah.
They know that screen door.
They know that that lets the master out. That's right.
Bible says the horses, when Fay goes out, the horses speak, and when I go out, the cows speak.
Uh-huh. That's about right. Amen. You don't get that cape out of there quick.
A lot of times.
Oh, now it was a little ruddy cow or something.
No, it's a big cow, but she just been bred one of the big Bramer bulls, which is putting out a big stout calf. See what I mean?
Oh, she was a big cow in Scotland.
She was a big cow, but she was having a big calf. Say, but the first I was fooled with was a little cow with a little cow. That blame little cow.
Well, that's when I heard you talking.
No,
about
this boy, his brother-in-law, he had old big cow. But this old big boy, Smith Brothers, had got over into his feet and bred it.
Yeah.
So we had to take the calf from her because she couldn't give birth to it. It's too big.
Well, now, which one are we talking about now? That's a little cow.
No, the big cow. But you see, you got, Smith Brothers, they found out I was pulling calves, you know, that I'd do this, that I'd done it. So they bought this bull from someplace, I don't know now where. And they had these old-timey, small cock cows. They just couldn't give birth to a big calf. And so I have pulled high 3 or 4 weeks for them. And that old boy come over there, you know, and of course I was farming at the time. That's right, it's World War II, and I had a little time. I'd park my tractor and whatever I was doing, and I'd go over there and pull it. Well, how much was it? Not a thing,
Well, how did the gentleman do it there when you were working with them? How'd you do it, pull it when you
I never did work for them. They just come across
that. Well, that's what I say, but I mean,
I never did charge them anything.
When you're doing it for them, how'd you pull it?
Same way, with a rope and truck.
You mean you sit down on the cow?
I have tied the head to a tree and then pull a calf and sometimes break the rope before I get that calf pulled out. But I ain't never lost a cow or a calf unless that calf had been in there a long time and the cow had been a long time. Now I have cut them out where there wouldn't be nothing but worms, so screw worm maggots in there. Clean out things, the whole uterus out.
Well, now when did you use the warm water, Willie?
I'd always put it on her before, you know, before I started working with it to make her relax. But it's surprising though how these things come about. You didn't plug your clock back up, and I don't know what time it is.
That is right there.
That clock, that don't run. Oh yes, it does. It's like one we got at home, though. It's all beat up.
Yeah.
You knocked it off the table because it's got plaster tape on it.
Yeah.
And several sheets of, I just bought that clock the other day and you knocked it off. I said, yeah, if I was going fishing one morning, I want to get up early, and I reached over there and it was new and I just hadn't got onto the thing. I grabbed for it and it was slick and it stooped like that and it jumped away from me, and I grabbed for it again and it was sitting right on the edge of the night table and knocked it off on the floor, and the whole thing just come apart, and I just taken tape and stuck it back together.
pulled out quite a few of them.
Now, that's back after you got in the Army?
After I've come out.
After you come out.
All right, sir. Now we've got to move this thing back. Ain't that something? That's something.
That's something.
Just got to keep moving. Would you hold that up and I'll sneak this block here right out of here? Well, you can get right there. I'll sneak this block out. Oh, just no, this end. Then I'll sneak this block out, put it over here. That's right. Yes, sir, that was right after come out of the Army.
We could get another block.
I know, I thought of that a while ago, you know, just fooling around here doing this thing.
I don't know, I'm sort of mixed up on them towers.
Now, back then, sir, if this was going to last more than a month, I'd build me a scalpel.
Mm-hmm.
It's just beginning to get out there where it's tip over with. Pretty soon I won't be able to use that.
I'll give it to you. Well, now, the first cow you're talking about was a little...
That's where I learned to do this, on a little old midget cow like they used to have home there. Did you know? I thought I'd spoil that sheep, but I didn't.
Well, now, that little midget cow, she just had a... It wasn't a big bull with her.
That's right.
Had a trouble. She just didn't have calves, it was easy.
That's right. I might as well make up my mind to change my sock. Because I didn't measure on them little slats. And them little slats at the bottom. Of course, they ain't gonna come very often.
Well, you can cut them off. It's very simple.
I just cut these ones.
You can cut those slats off. That's not easy. You got a little chisel?
No, but I just cut this one. And then the other should fall in. You see, I have one it will and one it won't. One it will and one it won't.
All right.
Been a veterinary. I
can get a chisel up there and cut them off for you. I can do that.
Oh, no, I'll praise you. I'll follow her instead. I went to long about the same time. I had this, daddy had this old mule. It was what I call Sandy. You know what a sanded mule is, a horse.
I never heard of it, really. I'm ashamed to say.
I thought you was agriculture teacher. You an agriculture teacher?
I don't use that word.
But anyway. Told me, he said, if you give that mule a shot of, he called the name of stuff up, and said, old man down on Edward's farm's got a needle, and he liable to have the stuff. Well, Dad, you old man Jernigan real well, and he said, well, that's the only two will ride down there and see him. I said, all right, so we went down there to see the old man, and he told me, he said, all you gotta do is, ain't no need me to go up, that's the mule sanded.
Oh, got sand in his tummy.
Yeah.
Collie.
So you just give him a shot of this. So you can give it to him. Yeah, I said, shoot, man, I think I'm going to be a veterinarian. I was pulling calves, you know, and doing the first one thing. Now, the man doesn't let me use his needle to give the mule a shot. Listen, he won't be contrary.
Was that back about the same time?
Yes.
As out you got after you got out.
I don't think I had on the same year. In 46. Come out there. Don't that make you a scorn?
Anyway, they went up there and get me a shot. He said there's a condition now. If the mule does one thing, and by action, give him another shot. If he don't give him no more. I must have got confused.
Got it backwards.
Got it backwards. So I figured he wasn't doing like he ought to. I'd give him another shot. 15 minutes, he's dead as a hammer. Kill a good mule. So Dad's boy says, you ain't as good as I thought you was. That one, please. He said, you just messed up and killed my good mule. So he goes down to get the old man to come up, the old man Jernigan. He's kind of a horse doctor. He works for Mr. Edwards. Get him to come down then. Check me out. When he got back there with Mr. Jernigan, the mule man, and done passed his whole gut. Come out, and a thing about that big around, about that long, all along with his gut, he passed all that. That last shot killed him. I mean, it just threw such pressure on his bowels, you know, to make that movement, it just killed him. And it was hard as a rock, guy. Just as hard as a rock.
No, I never heard anything like that.
Yes, it's just hard as a rock. That's called from cropping short grass.
Yeah.
Guess
you
don't get crooked. Right up all of a sudden. But, got Miss Jernigan up there. Miss Jernigan looked at you. Daddy's first name was Frank. He said, well, Frank said mule was dead already, but he didn't know. He hadn't fell down yet. Says when an animal's got that much sand in it, it's done petrified like concrete, says he's dead and don't know it. Says he just ain't fell down. So I didn't feel too bad about it.
Oh.
In other words, mule was, according to Mr. Jernigan, was past doing any good for him.
Yeah.
Cotton picking thing is setting back then. I don't like that. Every time I try to move it, look, it all comes out. Ain't that something?
You know, I didn't realize if they don't fit, you get a crack in that. And a crack's noticeable, isn't it?
Yes, sir. And I got a crack there, and I don't know what's causing it. See, if that gut keeps continuing to stagger across that,
yeah,
it'll soon get so wide.
You gotta crack the other direction.
Yes, sir. I'm gonna have to.
You want something to sit with?
No, I got something here, but I ain't got that so loose now until it don't hurt nothing. To hit this part here with a hammer. Sometimes these pieces are not right. I mean, they're out of square. Just like plywood. Used to use plywood for scale or something, you know, 8 foot,
yeah,
or 4 foot or something to square with another piece of this.
Yeah.
But you don't do that now because it's allowed to measure 1/8 inch shorter than 8. It's allowed to measure anything in there. And it should not be square. You can't depend on it being square.
Well, I never thought of that.
I use plywood for a square on a lot of jobs. Take a sheet of plywood and throw it down on a, like I was going to put this tile, floor tile in,
mm-hmm.
Take a 4x8 sheet or 4x4 anything, just a scrap piece with a factory edge on it, throw it down there and get me a square to start my tile with. You can't do that no more. Because it won't work.
That's right.
It's too, you ain't not finding one piece.
But you'd have to square it out in the seat.
You have to do that, that's right. You just don't throw them down there anymore and depend on them being square. But that, horse business, veterinary business, for the birds, it's for somebody else.
What,
What was the mule that changed your mind?
One more, sir.
I ain't got time to fool with that thing.
I got to put these tiles up.
No, I don't know. Actually, a veterinarian. You know, that's really running off there, ain't it? Crazy. Dude, that's running off bad. Such a gain. How's that come about, your aid? I got them on 12 inch centers. Shouldn't be doing that. It's not driving them up.
Maybe the center's not 12 inches.
There's something about this old stuff here. That nothing longer than the other one.
Oh.
I had to drive it up tight, see what a tight joint got there. Mm-hmm. Shouldn't be that way.
Golly, that would get up. You had to square all your materials. You can't reach this in that one.
No, so I'm going to have to tear down and rework it. That makes it for ceiling now. Hold it off there now.
Okay.
I might give it one more. That makes it for ceiling now. That's good and cool. Good and snuff and not near so dusty.
On two quarters, maybe three, and now you've got to go do the rest of them for him.
I believe he's a city dude.
No.
No?
Oh, no.
Was you raised on a farm?
Oh, just a little town like Magnetown.
Oh, is that right?
And a farm, too.
Centerville.
Right in between.
One more, please.
Shoot.
All right.
You want the lemon?
Yes, please. That's, what town? Centerville?
Mm-hmm. Dresden.
Who?
Dresden.
Dresden?
Yeah.
Dresden, Tennessee.
Dresden, Tennessee. Which county?
Well, that's a big place now.
No, it never, it's not big.
Well, I thought it was a big town.
No. No, it's a little old county seat town.
You still?
Still a county seat town.
Is that right?
Yeah.
And you still go back there?
No.
No?
No, I haven't traveled much some time. But they come down here every now and then.
You allow them to come down?
Well, strictly. Business, got a good excuse. My mistake is ever leaving there, really. I'd have been a whole lot better off if I just stayed at home and not started wandering and going off and trying to make a living. But I just stayed there and done what come handy.
Right, your mom and dad's not there anymore. Are your dad in Paris still?
No.
Hey, you don't have nobody taking care of
you. Well, I got a few relatives around there I could sort of put up with.
Yep, could they put up with you?
Yeah, oh, we got along good though.
Oh boy.
I never was any use to them, but we always got along pretty good. A lot of times, you know, if you just don't ain't big mouth and things like that, you don't have to be useful.
Oh, now I see.
No, that's right.
What town is Dresden closest to the largest?
It's right, it's at the top of a triangle from Memphis and Nashville.
Oh.
And it's right up in that northwest corner of the state, and it's about 50 miles from the Mississippi River, and it's about 40 miles from that old Earthquake Lake. It was formed in 1812.
I didn't know about that.
Real Foot Lake. And that's where we used to do all that catfishing. That's the only sort of fishing we ever did.
At Real Foot Lake.
At Real Foot Lake, yeah. And there's a bluff there. There's a big bluff there where the delta, the Mississippi Delta, comes to a point up there.
Yes,
up there to Hickman. Mm-hmm. Yes, so you can see where it does it.
That's Hickman down here. No,
Hickman's right on the edge of Tennessee. It's in Kentucky, but it's right on the edge.
Well, this is Hickman, Florida, then.
Yeah. Yeah, you got a big bluff there. And that is the beginning of the end. That's the beginning of the delta. And right down at the foot of that bluff, they raise that high-priced cotton. Oh, it's beautiful. And you know, last time I was there, they didn't raise much cotton. You see, they were quoted. And they had some of the finest alfalfa you ever saw. Now, we don't raise alfalfa down here.
Oh, no.
But my estimation, alfalfa is the best hay it ever had.
But that's what you got out in the barn.
Well, it's kin to it.
No, that's clover, ain't
it? Yeah. Well, alfalfa, I think, is a clover legume.
I thought it was time to eat, but it ain't.
I don't like much.
Well, we're going to have to move back now.
Okay.
This will be the last time we can use this. Whoa. Let me get this stone. This is a rock stone. Y'all call these things stone in Tennessee?
No.
Huh?
That thing?
Yeah, don't y'all call a rock stone?
No, that's a block.
Look at that thing. What do you want to run out on? I thought you called it stone. Now, that's all we can do with that. This is too far off.
You won't go any garland.
No, I can't. I'm afraid that thing will tip that heater.
But it'll go this way.
That's what I'm talking about. Tip the heater over.
Well, I just put it over here. Over.
Can't. It don't give me no room. You see, I can get maybe one on my. I can get one.
Well, that's all you want. You're gonna eat. You've got lunch on your mind.
Yeah. All right, we cut one.
Folks
do really, I don't think, but I've always, I tell you, I got caught
The last time I had a fan belt to break, now this here, I thought that was rock candy then. This here's something unusual. And it would never happen this way again. You know down here at Ocala, as you come, you know what, you don't know nothing about stock market road, do you?
Yeah, wherever stock market is.
Well, you know that where that station is, way out the side of Ocala, that they got a little used car lot there, and the paved road angles off like that.
Yeah.
That's what we used to call stock market road.
Oh.
Everybody from the north. You see, you could hit that road and go right straight on out to stock market and miss the whole town.
Yeah.
You didn't, there wasn't nobody living out there.
Yeah, I've been that way.
I was kind of had a sister live out on 200, which that road goes on across and hits 200. You used to go across and hit 200 and dead end on 200, that same road. Mm-hmm. Well, one Sunday afternoon we'd been down a bit and then coming back. And just as I got to 441 now on the stock market road, right where that station is there, that station stays open, used to stay open 7 days a week. I pulled up then, I heard something make a biffing noise. I said, well, I better pull over here and see what this is all about. So I pulled over there to see what it's all about. My fan belt was broke. Right there in front of the station. That's the last time I had to break.
Mm-hmm.
But I got out to fix it. The man come over there from the station wanted to know if he could help me.
Yeah.
If I'd been on the road, I wouldn't have had a fan belt and nobody would have stopped. But the man come over there and wanted to know if he could help me. Yeah. Well. Yeah.
So you just took the warning.
That I tell you, when you have to buy another motor, that's bad.
Yeah, and you bought another.
I'd just rather buy a fan belt than buy a motor. Even so, you know, if you got a fan belt and haven't got a wrench to put it on,
yeah,
and you can stop somebody, a lot of people got tools in the truck and car, see. A lot of people are mechanics. They put it on for a couple of dollars, which is cheap.
Save your motor.
It's cheap.
What kind of car was that where you burnt out the motor?
Oh, Chevrolet.
And you just kept going on a little bit, letting it cool?
I thought, you know, if I leave it cool a little bit, it'd be all right. Shoot. First thing I knew, I'd done warped that block all up. I hid it down.
You had to learn the hard way.
I learned the hard way. Went down there to the man that I bought the car from. And he had an old car just like that. Some old woman had had down there about Bellevue, somewhere. She kind of had a wreck and tore it up. Had a good motor in it. And the old man told me, he says, I was only about 18 years old. First car I ever had. And the man told me, he says, well, he says, if you can pay. I hadn't paid for the car yet. I still owed some $40, $50. $10 payments, $10 a month. And he says, if you can pay all your payments, I'm behind two or three payments. They still let me drive it. He said, if you can pay off your payments on this thing, and on time, catch up these payments and pay off these payments. If you come down and pull the old motor out, you can have it.
Oh.
And that was the best deal I ever made.
Are you talk about lucking out, but when it was them posts, looked to me like you luck out all the time.
Oh, no, that wasn't so lucky. Look what it caused me almost to lose my girlfriend. And all that stuff and another. Man, good gracious.
You mean burning out your motor?
Oh, yes. While my motor was burned, another man was trying to make time on me, see?
Yeah.
While my motor was under the oak tree burning, then them folks were working on me.
Oh, you had to have, to keep you standing, you had to.
I had to get my motor unburned. It cost me.
Yeah. That's pretty small margin you had to play on, right?
You ain't joking. And no money, man. Better, hand me a stick of them staples, please. A man of my caliber with a burnt motor?
Yeah.
Shoot, man, that wouldn't work. I had to get that motor fixed.
Yeah. How long did it take you?
Oh, I flew that thing 2 or 3 weeks. Poor man, I didn't have no money.
See, I had to get gas, and I had to buy this, and I had to buy stuff to put the thing together with, see.
And you didn't have anything to...
I didn't have no cash on hand.
Operate on.
I had to be paying for that motor, that car. $10 a month was hard to come by.
Gotcha.
This was back in 1938, 940.
Yeah.
On there, before the war broke.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. Long about that time then, and my daddy... Never did believe in wasting anything. And I worked on various angles there, you know, trying to make ends meet. This thing is just right. My cotton picking glasses is in the way. That's all it is to it.
Can you see that?
I can see close up, but I sure ain't. I can't see a darn thing. That them bifocals,
mm-hmm.
When I look back like that cross, right on, when I go to look at that right there, it just crosses.
Yeah.
I can see better with them all. I start all over. Of course, I wasn't married then, you know, I stayed home when Daddy was on my butt. About fooling with that car all the time, like, Daddy's a hard day. What is here? Goat heads. Got a nephew over there, nice. He don't do a darn thing but fool the car. Of course, I did. A little work once in a while.
But mostly you fool with the car?
Oh, no, man. When I fooled the car, it was at night when everybody else was going to bed.
You mean back then?
Yes, sir. I had to work in daytime, play our music.
Oh.
Now, back then. She didn't work with no car, not at my daddy, not at my home, while the sun was shining. If you did anything for yourself, you did it at night. And he'd jack you up about taking up too much time at night because you wouldn't be fitting to do a day's work the next day.
Yeah.
See what I mean?
Well, how about that? That's right, wasn't it?
Yes, sir. Oh, I appreciate my parents. I really do. I couldn't no more. I can't go without my glasses either because I don't back my eyes and all that trash is getting out. Burning like all get out. I just have to try to make out with that. This is the first of this stuff I put up since I've been wearing bifocals. I put none of this stuff up 10 years ago, yeah. But I worked at that old car at night. Never will forget. Daddy had a Model A Ford. He was a Ford. He had the same Model A Ford. And he got, I learned mechanic. And I got my tail tore up. The old car wasn't running good. Having trouble with it, you know. Seemed like all the time. And, he'd set it up. Ah, I can't reach no more of them. Slide that down phone, please. Anyway,
Well, your reaching capacity is limited.
It sure is.
You just don't trust yourself out on the way out on the corner.
You gotta get under this and you'll tear up this stuff.
You ought to see me painting the eaves of the house up there. Well, the ladder played out, you know, and I had to stand on that top rung and hold on to a nail and tiptoe.
That was rough.
And take the brush by the, my little fingers, you know, the end of my fingers like that.
Oh, look at that, what you've done. Look at what you've done. And you did all that.
Yeah. You talk about balance. Now that's balance. Yes, sir.
Anyway, I tore that old Model A down. Tore that motor. And I never will forget. I ordered some rings from Montgomery.
See, now I'm gonna have to learn to set this ladder. You know what I mean? Before I get up here, I got to be able to look up there and see.
Yeah.
On the first floor.
Well, aren't you gonna... Oh, are you gonna work from the ladder now?
Yes.
You're not gonna work from the...
Well, I haven't got no
platform.
There to work from.
I believe you'll do better with the ladder.
Daddy told my brother. He went down South Florida. About my granddaddy, mama's daddy. And while he was gone, I tore his old car down.
Yes?
Yeah, I tore it up, tore the motor out of it. I mean, you know, I didn't run it, tear it up. I tore it up, taking it apart to fix it. I was gonna rebuild it.
Your daddy?
Oh, yeah.
You didn't have much respect for him, did you?
No, it was a car. I tore the old car. It wasn't him, it was the old car I tore up. And of course, he come back and he got pretty much mad about that thing. He got pretty much mad.
Yeah, how about it?
And so I ordered some rings from Montgomery Ward. Picked that thing up, put it back together. The only thing wrong with it, I couldn't time it. I didn't know that you had to time a motor to make it run. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
And of course, I knew a man down the road. Possibly Mike would help me with this deal. This after I done got my butt tore up. And he, he timed it for me. Crack that thing up. Run like a stainless steel.
Mm-hmm. Your first job.
Yeah.
So your reputation was saved.
I had a reputation.
But your daddy couldn't take back that.
He tore my butt up.
Fair enough.
Yeah, you done run out. That's what you done.